Well, hello, and welcome to the Misguided Astrology Podcast, the podcast dedicated to misguiding you. I'm your host, Katie, here with your weekly horoscope for August 2nd through August 8th, 2021. Welcome back to the podcast where I don't know you, but it might seem like I do, because I am sharing musings that are based on the sun and the moon and the planets and shit. Every week, I do a little sky spying and then report back so that you can know what the fuck is going on around here. The astrology is sound, but my guidance may not be. You are warned. Before we get into it, we had two new reviews and a shout-out last week, so thank you so much! That was so exciting, and you are helping this little podcast more than you know. Reviewing and sharing are the best ways to help this little self-produced podcast. I've said it before, and I will say it again this week, it definitely does not go unappreciated. Here is your weekly reminder and my humble request to you that if you write us a review on iTunes or Pod Addict or wherever you stream, or if you shout us out on social media, whichever one, your preference, totally up to you, just reach out, let me know, and do provide your birth deets,
birth date, time, and location,
so that I can send you a 24-page in-depth birth chart report. Just email me at misguidedastrology@gmail.com. The full-length episodes where we answer listener questions by reading their birth chart are definitely back this week. A new episode is going to be out this Thursday, and I wanted to let you know that we are always taking new submissions. So, if you aren't afraid of receiving a little misguidance, please write in and be sure to include your birth details and a question that is unique to you that you are hoping that the sky can help answer. And moving along to the astrology for this week, Saturn has us asking ourselves difficult questions and discovering hard truths. Uranus is here to shake shit up and get us out of our comfort zones. I mean, there's just a lot to talk about, so it is probably best we get started. This is your weekly horoscope. Oh, hey, Sagittarius! We have got to talk about Saturn. This week is Saturnian check-in part two. The happenings of last week and this week really go together, so listen to last week's scope if you haven't. Saturn, arguably one of the most important planets in our chart when it comes to utilizing astrology to face life's challenges and to improve our lives for the better. Because it is, in its very essence, changes and challenges. It is the planet representative of our mortal existence and all the complications we face here on Earth in these goofy human meat suits. Even though Saturn is really far away, it wants to bring us back down to Earth to be present in this reality here. Life is wrought with difficulty. Our meat suits malfunction. Our loved ones depart from this Earth. We eventually depart from this Earth. We are all dwelling in a realm where time is of the essence and we have but a finite amount. Spooky. There are many things you want to do that you need to do, and we have a limited time. Saturn is chasing us to remind us that our time is limited and that we need to prioritize accordingly so that we can get to the things that matter the most. And what matters most is ultimately up to you, and no matter what it is, we are here to have an earthly human experience. No matter what you choose, we are here for the beauty and the pain and to love and understand one another. And through all of these experiences, we gain a greater understanding of the forces of the universe. We learn compassion. We learn empathy. We grow to understand that life is something that we are all going through together, whether we like it or not. And which brings me to my first point, Monday! We have moving out of the Mercury Kazemi on Sunday while the moon is in Taurus. So this is representative of a sudden stroke of profound insight, a moment of clarity, the opening of a door. It's the beginning sequence of all of the transits that we encounter this week. is happening in the sign of our individual values. So we are really waking up to something that we need with this Mercury Kazemi. And this is priming the way for what goes down on Monday, which is the
Sun opposite Saturn.
This is a transit about a new understanding of our responsibilities and an acceptance of this responsibility. It may come in the form of a challenging experience. We may encounter a boundary or a restriction. We may be undertaking a new commitment. And ultimately, through this, we inherit a preparedness to better structure our lives, to allow for the things that we need, and especially the things that we love. So ask yourself, how can I restructure for more freedom? And even if you don't know, do not worry, because the transits of the rest of the week are here to fill in those blank spaces.
Tuesday!
Venus trine Uranus. This is introducing us to a new fun and something inspiring. It's a good day to feel lucky and to take a gamble on the unknown, to feel moved by art and innovation. This is a day for surprises and unexpected money, fun, love, the goods of life. Give into excitement and zest. Try something new. Try love at first sight. It's not going to last because this is like a Uranus-Venus transit, but it's going to be fucking fun while it is happening. And sometimes you just have to accept that. Let me offer you a little breakdown of what Monday and Tuesday mean for you, though, specifically. And, well, as a Sag, life is busy. You are always on the move, always ready to be swept up in the momentum of whatever it is you stumble upon. And as a result, some of your core relationships can suffer. Saturn's transit over the third house is here to bring you back to your roots in some ways, to revive communications with siblings or relatives, or to impart you with some new responsibilities as they correspond to these peoples. Outside of the sibs, third house is also the house of your mental processes, of the ways that you mentally digest the world around you, how you make plans and get organized, how you can communicate with those who waddle beside you. A pressure to perform better in these areas may be present during this transit. For some of you, this could be changes to your methods of transportation. Flat tires, missed buses, stolen bikes are among the possible challenges faced in these areas, forcing you to rethink the best methods of getting around. These are the types of challenges that encourage you to save money and to get a better car. That wasn't a giant metal death trap. Saturn is all about the long, hard road to any destination. Because that's how Saturn works. It'll throw you a weird curveball that sucks so that you can evolve. Good news is, your ruling planet Jupiter is back in the third house too, offering reinforcements. And all Saturnian third house bullshit aside, fun and inspiration are coming. Uranus is here to offer a few routine rattling surprises this week, your favorite. But first up, it is buttering you up with Tuesday's Venus trine, which is hitting you in your seventh house of lovers, best friends, spouse, business partner, counselor, professionals, enemies, opponents, clients, advisors. The long of the short, I'm really digging the lovers. This could be steamy, sexy romance times for a few of you. The dirty, dirty word that is commitment may come up. That is also a very seventh house theme. Don't be afraid to lock it down, right? It might not be so bad. Dare you formally accept a heart to break? Probably not.
Wednesday.
The Mercury square Uranus, the next of our domino effect Uranus transits this week. We are being broken from old routines, and we may face unexpected blockages. This is forcing us to change course and consider new avenues that we had not previously considered before. It's time to pivot, to adapt, and to just keep moving. Ask yourself, what next?
Thursday.
Nothing of note.
Friday.
Sun square Uranus, the third of our boundary-busting transits. We are aligning with a new path, and in the unknown, we feel uncertain. It may not be very straightforward in the moment that this is, in fact, taking us somewhere better or aligning us with where we ultimately need to be, because there is a decent chance that what you are looking at is an all-out fuck-for-all. And look, all you have to know to do is keep loose, flexible, have an open mind, release expectations, and prepare to innovate and think outside the box. Sun square Uranus is also a larger transit, and one that could be reflected in local or national news, could indicate an event that we share as a society or amongst humanity as a whole.
Saturday.
But I would rather talk to you about
Sunday.
New moon in Leo. We are setting new intentions, planting new seeds for the future. Because of moon in Leo, the astrological implications are that these seeds are to do with our avenues of fun and self-expression, our hobbies and interests, falling in love, the things that we do for ourselves in order to enrich our lives. So you will be seeing new effort and new beginnings in the realm of your ninth house of travel, of learning, teaching, you know, knowledge in general, of spirituality, and also of broadcasting and the media. So it is time to set an intention
to run like the wind.
Alrighty, Sagittarius, that is all for this week. Thank you so much for tuning into the Misguided Astrology Podcast. I will see you next Monday.